Welcome to Entrepreneurs Talk Africa, the ultimate podcast for African entrepreneurs, where we bring you insights, inspiration, and stories of success. I am Mark, your host for this episode, founder, CEO, startup coach, university lecturer, engineer, and I stop there. No, I'm a fellow human being. That's the most important. So this is our fifth episode on the evolution of African startups, where we are reconnecting with entrepreneurs we've interviewed in the past, delving into their progress and uncovering their most valuable insights so you can learn from their experience. I am thrilled to have two great guests today, Sébastien Leblanc, founder of MIPS, and Florent Masson, it's a CEO. Sébastien, it's an honor to have you back on the show. And Florent, welcome for your first time. How are you guys doing?
Thank you, Mark. I'm doing very well. Thank you for having us today.
Pleasure. And the honor is ours.
Oh, yes. Fantastic. I was sure of that. No, we're delighted. I'm really delighted to have you here with us. So for some of our listeners, you may remember Sébastien from the earliest episode we recorded in March 2021, 2 years ago. That was episode 7 of season 5. Yes, and just for the record, we're season 12. So that's seven seasons back. So before we dive deep into today's conversation, so let's set the stage for the audience. So Sébastien or Florent, whoever, could you give us a quick refresher on MIPS and its mission?
Okay, so I guess I will go. yes, so MIPS mission is today we are orchestrating payments for all merchant in Mauritius and also in Africa. So we are a technology provider and we provide different solutions around the act of payment. Our motto today is MIPS is orchestrating payment. So we believe in innovation and co-creation. So we develop different features around payment for our merchant, between merchant and banks. So we are thinking out of the box all the time and brings new features and new ideas to all our merchants and partners in general. And I don't know if Sébastien can add on this based on the past.
Thank you, Florent. What could I add? In fact, you said it well, because we recently changed our baseline. Previously, it was payment connecting words, and now it became orchestrating payments. It's only perhaps a baseline, but it's not. It's really representing the fact that nowadays, you know, the word fintech, the word payments, etc., we put a lot of things into it. Mm-hmm. And we position more and more ourselves while MIPS is evolving from the 2 years ago, you were mentioning five seasons, or I don't remember how much seasons ago. We evolved. We estimate that we were kids, teenagers, and now young adults. So wow. While being young adults, we define ourselves a bit more precisely by understanding why we are making stuff, our own ecosystem.
And that's a great segue actually into the first question. So you move from connecting world to orchestrating payments, and that says that payment is a something which seems simple from the end customer's standpoint. I have my credit card, I put my credit card into a teller machine or whatever, and it works and it appears on my bank statement. But actually the pipelining behind is much more complex than what it seems. So what are the major changes or milestones that you went through since the last 2 years?
Okay. I will specify the major one, the last how much years did you say?
2 years.
2 years. The major one, the major one is the voice you heard before me is Florent. In fact, when you interviewed me 2 years ago, my God, 2 years ago, I was founder and CEO of a company. Now yeah. I am still the founder. I guess that when you have a kid, you still are you are still the father. Whatever happens, you are still the father, genetically, comme on dit. Hein? Mais bref, I'm going into I stepped down or aside, and Florent replaced me at the head of a company as CEO of MIPS. This is the main organization. Bref, you understand what I would want to say since 2 years.
Yeah, maybe to add on what Sebastian just said, the main thing is there's a vision, and now we can bring the mission behind it and to make sure that Sebastian keep going and make his creativity brains keep the ball rolling, I would say, brings new features and new ideas. It was important to have someone to take the admin part, the operational part, and then Sebastian could keep thinking outside the box and brings new ideas to us. So this is, I think, a big change since last time.
Florent is too humble. Florent is too humble because, you know, segmenting, you know, the creator one side and the admin guy the other side. So let me de-humble you, Florent, on your behalf. I think that, in fact, Florent himself taught me something that I didn't know, but there are two kind of leaders. Leaders that could bring a company really, really far. Florent, I talk under your correction. It is the visionary leader and the missionary leader.
Exactly. You couldn't have one or the other, and you can have both. And I think in our context, we have both. And sometimes Sebastian could be the vision, sometimes can be the mission, and vice versa. I think we are very complementary.
It's really doing this. Because yeah. Florent is not only an admin guy, he's a brilliant technician, he's a brilliant admin guy, of course, but he's a brilliant intrapreneur, I don't know if it is a correct English word, intrapreneur. And together we ping pong in real life also often.
Right. We are at tennis table at our office. Yeah.
Nice. And that's interesting. So visionary, missionary, so vision, mission, kind of interesting. The fact that you ping pong and you exchange ideas and this kind of stuff. I'm going back on this connecting world to orchestrating payment. So there is changes at the organization level, but I'm sure that there are changes at the technical level as well. So you've signed partnership with many, many actors and solution providers in the last 2 years. So, and maybe to set in context, because I know both of you, and then I know the company as well. I'm following up, and actually I'm a board director of one of your solution providers. And so I really want to understand and make people understand what are the biggest challenges that you faced discussing with those solution providers, whether they're banks, telcos, merchants, whatever. So what are the, from a technical and commercial challenges, I would say?
Thank you for your question, Mark. I think it's a very interesting one because we are playing with different, as you mentioned, different players. And they all want to have the exclusivity of a major part of it. We have to be the one who says yes or no sometimes. We want to keep our DNA or mindset to play with all of them. And sometimes some of them ask us to be more in touch with them and play maybe more solo with them. And we have to be very careful about this. So this is more of a political part, I would say. But on the technical side, there are more, there's no big challenges regarding the technical part because we are used to it and we are very agile, I would say, regarding the developing tools and features because we are meant for this, meant for it. And so the challenges are more, how we play with all together and keep the ball rolling without frustration and so on.
I would bring some same and another point of view. It is, you know, you since 2 years, MIPS signed with all, I guess, all or almost all acquirers in Mauritius. Acquirer meaning not only credit card or debit card, but banks, financial institutions, telcos, etc. We now play with everybody in the on the market. The challenge was that this was not easy like that.
Can you imagine?
The fact is that, for example, when people talk about ecology, yes, it's a nice buzzing word, yes. Sorry. People talk about, well, yes, let us play together. You know, the word together often is a motto in companies, together something. But in real life, often the middle management, they don't want to play together. They want to play solo. And I like the analogy of the orchestra. A chef d'orchestre, a conductor, I guess.
Yeah,
conductor. Orchestra. You know, you have the Vienna Orchestra, one of the most famous orchestra in the world. In the orchestra, if there's there's a lot of violins, for example, perhaps there is one who believes that he's better than his neighbor. Perhaps you are better. But play in harmony with the guy in on your side. Why? Because the spectator, who is in front of you and who paid to the client, in fact, in our ecosystem, he wants to hear the symphony. He doesn't want to hear you, violinist, or you, singer in a choral, that wants to show that you have a big voice. Perhaps you have a good voice. You can make a solo concerto if you want. But in this picture, in this ecosystem, we are talking about a symphony. And a conductor into an orchestra. A conductor's job is to bear with egos, with susceptibilities, with all this kind of stuff, and not only technologically. Technology, in fact, bizarrely, is part and the smallest part of our world. Politic, egos, managing humans, swallowing some snail, la vallée des couleuvres, sometimes.
La vallée des couleuvres.
Vallée des couleuvres is part of our job, and we like it.
In fact, maybe to add on this, Mark, you start to add some context earlier, but I think we have to add this context where there are cards payment, but also payment app in Mauritius. And we have to, as Sebastian mentioned, coordinate all of them at once to make everything works fine and to make the end user happy and have more features and possibilities or options.
Yeah. So, and over the last 2 years, or maybe three or four, but is there any, I would say, major breakthrough or a big success story that you're particularly proud of that you may want to share?
Good question. I'm just trying to think about, Sebastian, maybe you have one.
Yes, I have one, which is a personal one, a personal emotion. Last time I was at a food court in Mauritius with my kids and my wife. And we ordered a famous chicken. And one of my kids, Joaquin, told me, "Hey, Dad, in French, this is your brand. This is your logo. This is your logo, MIPS here." And I looked around me, and our logo were in 4 or 5 spots in the food court.
Right.
And just my kid showing me that our kid, the other kid, the professional kid, MIPS, I could see the logo of my kid in a food court under famous brands. Same level as famous banking brands you could have in Mauritius. I don't think that is, this is a consequence and a result of multiple mini and maxi success.
I love it. No, it's true. Yeah, it's emotional. It's a bit of an ego as well. Says, feel proud. Yes. But it's cool. That's probably
ego
why we
is dangerous. I talked about ego some minutes ago about others, but ego can be a danger as well as being a personal motivation.
Yeah,
It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Yeah. I'm well placed to know that. Trying to always understand who am I, who are people, in order to manage not only the ego, but the fears. The ego, one against the other. So, yes, there's a part of I don't know if being proud of a kid is ego. You are challenging me on philosophical stuff. When you are proud of your kid, is it your ego? What do you think, Flo?
That's a good question, and I think that we won't have time. So we'll need a dinner eating chicken in a food court where we have MIPS logo everywhere.
Yeah.
But any lessons that you have learned since the last interview?
Lesson learned from my perspective, coming from a big company, big groups in Mauritius before going to a startup. My learning is that we are going very fast and we are very agile, and the decision-making process is very impressive. So we just decide and we go. And for me, personally, it was a big learning. I was not aware that could be possible.
Yeah.
In the past, we had so many meetings just to decide a few things, and now we're just going fast and. By the way, I think we don't have to think too much. We can just try things and adapt and learn things.
Do you remember your first month at MIPS, Florent?
Yes.
First month. It was quite a shock, perhaps. No?
Absolutely. And for the same reason, actually, everything goes very fast and you can't believe that things can go that fast. This is very impressive, in fact. So, and another learning is just try it and we'll fix it if there's something to fix. You don't have to be perfect. And this is something very interesting for me, if I could say. Yeah.
Florent, I would like to bounce on what you are saying. In fact, nothing needs to be perfect. Today, I was talking with some people in the team, and we just launched recently a new product. And in fact, the users of this product said that this product we just launched is better than another product which is there since 15 years, and they are specialists. And I said to my team, what I like in MIPS team is that we are specialists in nothing. We are not specialists. We are good generalists. Mm-hmm. We are not, ultra specialized in one stuff, but we are not the best at this thing, but we have a global comprehension of ecosystems, plural, the S at ecosystems. And we never, ever at MIPS blamed anybody. An employee must be an entrepreneur, must take decision himself. And I see in French a gangrene, let us say a sort of gangrena, I don't know, not only in Mauritius, but in... in Mauritius, in fact, the fear of bureaucracy. There are more and more people relying on compliance, bureaucracy, and hiding behind this stuff, and nobody takes any decision, as you were saying previously, Florent.
Yeah.
So, in French, it's a trop vulgaire. To have guts, guts feeling and go through it because you feel it's good. You feel it is good in everything, good meaning, good by ethic and good by in operations. Go for it. You won't be blamed if ever you fail.
I love that, and I love how you bounce back on Florence, basically. So going through the same route of being an entrepreneur, going to a large corporation, and back into entrepreneurship, and big corporations have a lot of red tape. You make a meeting to decide on the dates of the next meeting. It's kind of
exactly.
Almost that. It's a little bit exaggerated, but you know what I mean. And that's kind of let's decide, let's do. But no, but we can't do because we need to look into having this guy, blah blah blah, and you end up with doing nothing. So But anyway, any project in the pipeline that is not secret that you can share?
A few actually. No, but there's a lot of projects. Maybe we can share a few. Let's say for Mauritius, for now, we are bringing a new vision, but feature to the market, which already exists, but around the data. So we will have a MIPS BI very soon. So I think it's important to bring values with the data we can have co-creating with our merchant and clients and so on. And we are looking at Africa, of course.
Good.
As you may know, we are already in the region,
yeah.
Seychelles, Maldives, Madagascar, but we want to maybe go a bit further very soon. Yeah.
And nice. More day-to-day, so we'll more day-to-day new features. I would say that at the time that this record will be launched, I think that the feature will be or would have been launched. We are also launching MIPS BIPS, BIPS, B-I-P-S, which is the MIPS fidelity system, which has a little particularity, is that we are agnostic of means of payment. The merchant doesn't pay a rupee. And in fact, wherever you, the client, make a buying at either on e-commerce or either with pay stations or for working customers, you earn BIPS that you can spend on any MIPS merchants, not competing with already existing loyalty system, but coming over and above, not over, aside, over, but not meaning hierarchically over. You just use MIPS. The merchant doesn't pay anything, the client doesn't pay anything, the bank doesn't pay anything, nobody pays anything, but you earn BIPS that you can redeem with other MIPS merchants. So 1,000 merchants that can provide points to the client, but also to be redeemed across Pop, Juice, Mighty Money, Blink, Visa, MasterCard, Amex. I guess that this is quite disruptive.
I'm pretty sure that in 2 years, when we have you again on the podcast, you'll be richer than Elon Musk and more famous. Pretty sure that's amazing. Okay, we're getting close to the end, and it's a pity because I would probably have continued. That's why we need to eat that chicken next time, surrounded by MIPS logos. But last question. So in light of your experience over the last couple of years, what advices would you give to any aspiring entrepreneurs in Africa and Mauritius?
For me, I would say just do it. Don't hesitate. Try things.
Try things the younger possible. Do not wait to be too old.
You just do it.
How old are you, Mark?
Older than you. But it depends. Age is in the mind, not in the body, I think. But well, it's in the body a little bit, but you can manage.
You know,
the most important thing is to get feedback as soon as possible from your audience. If you have any ideas in mind, test it as fast as you can and get feedbacks and improve your product, your services, whatever, very quickly.
And to be honest with our audience, Florent, you were telling that to me today, this morning. Working for yourself is not being an entrepreneur. It's being a freelance. Yep. Entrepreneur is a mindset. Therefore, you can be an entrepreneur also. So if the objective is, I don't want to work for somebody else, you are not. This is not the unique condition to be an entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
To be an entrepreneur, it is a mindset that often you have since you are a child. You are a teenager, to be a little bit messy at school. Bref, voilà.
Cool. No, thanks. Thanks, guys. Thanks very much for sharing your insights and experiences with us today. So it was great. And thanks to all listeners joining us on this journey. So you've been tuned in Entrepreneurs Talk Africa, the essential podcast for Africans trailblazing entrepreneurs, brought to you by the Talk Collective. So I'm Mark, co-founder and CEO. And today we have had the distinct pleasure of engaging with Sébastien Leblanc and Florent Masson from MIPS. To learn more about MIPS and their venture, be sure to check the show notes for a direct link to MIPS and its orchestrating system for payments. As we wrap up, we'd be grateful if you could take a moment to rate us 5 stars on your preferred podcast platform, as it genuinely helps us grow and reach more entrepreneurs like you. We can't wait to see you back here next week for more inspiring stories and transformative insights from across the African continent. Until then, keep dreaming big and making a difference. Ciao.